Well, she did for a long time. I remember whenever she used to cook with a frying pan.
Did she cook with a frying pan or skillet then, or did
this frying pan then, at that time, they had a leg on them about like that. You know, you set them back in the fireplace and it was up over the bottom, and you could put your fire on them and cook from the bottom.
Yeah, hot enough, yeah.
But after they got their buying stoves, well, naturally you couldn't use that leg on it and right. Get them right, made it flat on them. But
what do you call the thing in the kitchen sink where you turn the water off and on?
A faucet.
How about the same thing if it's on a barrel, like a wooden barrel?
Well, the same thing, they call that a spigot, I believe, on a wooden barrel. I believe, now I'm not sure, but I think they did. They call it a spigot.
And how about the same thing if it's in the yard, where the water comes out, if you have it out in the yard?
Well, that'd be the same.
Spigot?
Yeah, we always call it speaking down the yard.
When you buy a few cans of food in the store and they put it, what do they put it into for you to carry it home?
Well, there's some of the stores that will put them in paper bags according to the size of the stuff you buy. And then, general thing, most of the store, they have pasteboard, what we call pasteboard boxes, and they'll put it all in these bags, and then they'll set it in the pasteboard box.
Yeah, it makes it easier to carry,
Not scattered. So.
Yeah. What here, like for the chicken feed comes in, what do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth?
We call it sack.
Is it a particular type of sack?
We have one that they call a croaker sack. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a hairy looking string, a thread, and then it's woven somewhere or another.
What comes in that?
Chicken feed, cow feed, and stuff like that. But now then, they got to making some plastic bags that they're storing corn and stuff like that in chicken feed.
I have.
I don't think we got one right in here, but it's in woven out of Nara strips. It's in Nara plastic strips, and then it's woven, They got to make it a good bit of that now.
Yeah. Which do you like better to use? Do you use them around after you?
Well, I tell you, the most durability, the croaker bag will last longer than the plastic one.
Yeah.
That plastic don't have much life to it.
Yeah. What do you call a small musical instrument that's sort of shaped? It's got two bars here and has a round end, and you put it in your mouth and you can play it.
We used to call them juice harp.
Juice harp?
That's right. I think.
Did you ever play
I
one?
Think they were. I think it was meant to be a Jew, and the people called them juice harp, but I think it was a Jew harp, I believe is what it was.
Yeah. Did you ever try playing one yourself? Or?
I don't remember ever trying to play. I used to play what they call a harmonica. I used to try to play that. You know, that was you blowed in that more or less.
Is that what you called it, a harmonica?
A harmonica, that's right. Some people call it harp, but it still was the same thing, harmonica, with the real name for it. But a lot of people call it a harp.
Harp. Interesting. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that